You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Laura Bailey, Public Information Officer with the University of Michigan News Service. We've heard a lot about MRSA in the news lately, especially in schools. MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. This is a type of staph infection that is resistant to certain common antibiotics, such as penicillin and amoxicillin. Staph infections are a common cause of skin infections, usually minor, but can also cause the more serious MRSA. Dr. Allison Aiello, Assistant Professor in the University of Michigan School of Public Health, is here to explain MRSA and what it means for us. Dr. Aiello, in your opinion, is MRSA a cause for panic?
Well, staph bacteria are one of the most common causes of skin infections in the U.S., and also a common cause of other conditions like surgical wound infections, bloodstream infections, and pneumonia. Although most MRSA infections occur among patients in hospitals or other healthcare settings, it has become increasingly clear that it is an issue in the community setting. New national data does show that almost 14% of invasive MRSA cases are community onset infections. And this is an estimate that's up from 2003, which showed that 12% of clinical MRSA infections are community associated. It is important to note, however, that healthcare associated infections are still the bulk of invasive MRSA cases.
One year it's a meningitis scare, now it's MRSA. Is something like this predictable?
I would say based on our current estimates of the prevalence of MRSA in the community, it is likely that we're going to continue to see outbreaks and serious cases of MRSA arising in the community setting. It may not be possible to predict exactly where and when the outbreaks occur, but we do know that certain settings, specific demographic factors, and practices are associated with greater risks. For example, some contact sports, which have a greater risk of skin abrasions, have been associated with cases of community onset MRSA infection.
Does cleansing a school and then allowing the children to return the next day really help deflect the spread of MRSA?
Well, the CDC has stated that usually it's not necessary to close schools to disinfect them when MRSA infection occurs. This is because MRSA skin infections are primarily transmitted by skin-to-skin contact or contact with surfaces that have come into contact with someone else's infection. When cleaning and disinfection is advocated in a setting such as a school, generally, it should be performed on surfaces that are likely to have come in contact with uncovered skin and infected wounds. There are many detergent-based cleaners or disinfectants that are effective at removing MRSA from the environment, and these include bleach as well as isopropanol. The EPA has a list of approved disinfectants exactly for this purpose.
What role can hand washing and germ killer gels play in stopping the spread?
Well, cleaning your hands frequently is very important in reducing the spread of MRSA. So individuals in close contact with an infected person should be washing their hands frequently with soap and water or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer if there's no sink available. Another important aspect is covering infections because that can greatly reduce the risk of direct transmission to others and the risk of a surface becoming contaminated with MRSA. Also, pus from infected wounds can contain MRSA, so keeping a wound covered can help prevent the spread to others. Another aspect is avoiding sharing personal items such as towels, washcloths, razors, and clothing that may have had contact with an infected wound or bandage.
This has been Laura Bailey, Public Information Officer with the University of Michigan News Service. Dr. Aiello has extensive experience in the area of hand hygiene interventions in the community setting and is a co-principal investigator on a CDC-funded study to determine the effectiveness and feasibility of hand hygiene and face masks for preventing the spread of influenza in the community setting.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.